Delivering on our commitment to assist an inquiry established by another sovereign state is not without its challenges. There are legal complexities that must be navigated to ensure consistency with the laws of Ireland and the government's duty to safeguard the essential interests of the state and the constitutional and other rights of citizens. Successive governments have navigated similar challenges in the past, including assisting the Northern Ireland courts during the civil proceedings taken by the families and enacting primary and secondary legislation to support cross-border cooperation with UK authorities. I've referred to the actions I've already taken to support the OMA inquiry. These include agreeing a memorandum of understanding with the chairman of the inquiry last April to guide the disclosure of Irish state materials and implementing measures to support the disclosure of sensitive personal data. These measures are in operation and working very well, with a significant quantity of Irish state materials, principally from An Garda Síochána, disclosed to the inquiry, with more being disclosed on a rolling basis. To date, Cathaoirleach, some 29,000 pages have been disclosed by the Irish government to the OMA bombing inquiry. The inquiry has announced it will commence its evidential hearings on the 21st of September. I'm committed to having this bill on the statute book by then. I hope to get the support of the Seanad, and I also want to acknowledge the intensive engagement between the inquiry team and my officials over the past months. I want to thank the inquiry for its constructive approach as we seek to work together